Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Harry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen and a special in-studio guest. You know, we've been highlighting hometown heroes, and it came to light yesterday for us about Leon Rockymore. Mm-hmm. And he's in studio with his crew, and you have a fascinating story to tell. First of all, Leon, welcome to KDK.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
World's first commercial radio station. But you're a Pittsburgher born in the South Side, which has gone through its highs and lows over the years, right?
Yes, it very much so has. Absolutely. Yeah, it has. I was born and raised in St. Clair Village. It is no longer there. So it's the actual St. Clair Village, you know what I mean? So it was torn down.
So that was a housing project originally, right?
It was.
And it's a tough neighborhood.
It was, very much so. A lot of influences there. If you make the wrong choice or get around the wrong crowd, you could actually go left instead of right. And it's funny, my mentor was talking to me about that this morning on the way over here, how him and I, we chose to go left instead of going right. You know what I mean? To not easily be influenced by the streets, neighborhood violence, community beef wars, and, you know, of course, violence and drugs. Of course, drugs is a big play. If you didn't have the freshest shoes on, you know, you wasn't nobody.
And you shared with me you lost a brother to that.
Yes.
And, you know, you have risen above and you are lifting young people with you now. We have to have that kind of hope. So let's talk about what you're doing, because I know that at 43 years old, in spite of being in the projects, you had really strong parental influence.
I did. My mother and my father, who identified with as my father is Reginald Mayhew, he showed me a different way. He said, you know, if you can find a void in a scenario, you can make money. And there's a way to do it without selling drugs. You know, so he started a store bus, the neighborhood store bus in the neighborhood, and he sold goods, canned goods, paper towels, toilet paper.
So like a mobile convenience store.
Yeah, like a mobile shop and save, exactly. And he sold, you know, needs to the entire community, and he was actually able to get us out of the projects that way as well. He was actually able to buy a home. It was on the next street over, but we were out of the project, so to speak.
And one of the influences that you're utilizing to teach young people there is hope and self-discipline is through boxing.
Yes. There's a lot of, when you're doing any kind of, you know, competition sport, whether it be boxing, martial arts, MMA, there's a lot of disciplines that come with it. And self-control is one of them. And we really anchor down on that. That's one of my big brother's philosophies, anchor down. You know, stand on what you believe in, stand on what you're taught, and hold on to it. Don't let it go.
And you also pretty diverse, because during COVID you created this comedy
right
company.
Right.
Because you felt like people needed to laugh. We still do need to laugh,
this
Leon.
This is true. This is very true. The Rock Comedy Show had its birth in 2019 when we realized that people couldn't go out and be in crowded places with other people because you didn't know who to trust, who was responsible.
And, right, right.
You know, you can get sick very easy. So we decided to bring comedy to people. So I owned a sports network and a film company. So we decided to start filming and airing the Rock Comedy Show. It had its birth, you know. So we do that to help cheer people up. My wife experienced a very tragic loss. And when she experienced that, I said, we got to find a way to get her out of the fog. And so I literally invested in that just to support my wife. And then a lot of things came from it. So it naturally evolved into something that I never thought it would be today. And we attracted the attention of a TV network, the Manich TV network. And they took an interest in us. And they said, you know, we want to put your stuff on our platform. And it's been, things are continuing to grow as we speak.
Yeah, you're expanding outside the city.
That's correct. We are now in three different cities, about to be in a fourth. We're in Pittsburgh. We're in Johnstown, and we are in Michigan. We have an interested franchise partner in Kentucky at this moment. We are literally in negotiations and talk with them right now to hopefully have our first test trial event in January. So that's coming along pretty well as well. So it's expanding for sure. It's giving comics who have a desire to do their craft an opportunity to be seen on a national level, but also to help impact the community, to help raise awareness for mental health and how important it is and how laughter can be used as a tool to help people.
World Mental Health Day, so it's day
really?
Appropriate.
Really?
Today is the day.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
We're with Leon Rockymore. So back to the gym and boxing.
Yeah.
And you have a gym that's right around the corner from Westinghouse School, right?
Yeah, that's right. Right where your son teaches. That's correct. Yeah, the gym that we have, the Rockymore Sports Boxing Gym and Formula A1 Boxing Team, we are home there at 7800 Susquehanna Street. We're in Suite 506, so they did give us the penthouse suite. Bridgeway Capital was very happy to have us in there, so I completely thank them for giving us the opportunity to house us up there. We're in the largest now boxing facility in the city, and it's state-of-the-art. In there, we teach boxing therapy, boxing instruction, and we have intramural boxing, you know, three different tiers of services that we offer to schools. So we are doing extremely, we're looking to do a lot better because we're now looking for more support so that we can kind of keep these services going for the youth.
And how have the young people assimilated to this, and give us a outcome?
Sure. Well, positive. Right now we work with some extreme at-risk youth. I'm talking kids who have background in selling drugs, shooting at people, being shot at, been homeless. We have a wide variety of kids who are on probation that we've actually helped and assisted, and they will come through our doors. They will be introduced to our boxing therapy program, which is also a curriculum-based program that I designed, where they learn life boxing. They learn life lessons to go with every boxing technique, and they learn conflict resolution and violence prevention methods so they don't keep staying in trouble. And one of my most prized stories that I like to share, there's a student that came through our program he was in Oil City. He was in level 4 lockdown. And this kid was in there for attempted murder. He came to our program, and now it's been 2 years. He went through our program, graduated from our program, and he is now enlisting into the military. He's joining the Army as we speak, literally. He'll be enrolled by the summer of next year.
Well, what a pleasure to meet you and know that you're doing this ground level work here in our city and in this case Homewood, and then spread the good laughter around with the other things you do.
Right.
Appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Leon Rockymore, how do we get a hold of you if someone wants to help or find out more about your program?
Absolutely. You can Google Rockymore Sports. You'll see a bunch of things happen there. We now just formed a new standalone website for our boxing therapy services to help with mental.
Tim Myra Rush in studio from our newsroom.
I am here.
How you feeling? How you doing?
I don't feel too well, but
it's Friday. Come on.
And I don't feel well.
Oh.
Like, feel well.
Oh, like,
I'm
feel.
I'm like, well. I gotcha. Look well, but
you,
I don't feel well.
You do
well.
Look well.
But I don't feel well.
I feel you.
But I know who's looking well.
Who?
Robert Irwin on Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to play a little music from Chippendales, their world tour in 2016. It's just some music. Take a listen.
All right.
Well, he said he was approached by the Chippendales to be a Chippendale.
I didn't know they were still at it.
They still at it. You know what I mean?
I'll tell
you. I can see you as a Chippendale.
Wow. How about that? I'm looking out in the newsroom. Paul's eyes just crossed. He'll be all right.
They'll take you up, Larry. They'll take you up, fix you up, take you up.
Give Paul the smelling salts.
Oh, my God. I thought of you.
Yeah, I'm
I mean, that's because we're way back. I mean, the ladies love, you know, like back then people say the ladies love Cool J. The ladies love Cool L. I mean, come on, Larry. They love you. I can see you as a little Chippendale. Little Chippendale.
Maybe at some senior villages I could light
you can
it
shake
up.
You can shake your tail feather.
I'm not a dancer. I can't dance.
Anyway, but I thought that was nice. He's killing it. Well, Jordan Childs was on there. That's the only reason
I actually
watched
saw him. He was on a show, and they obviously show clips of the dancing.
Yes,
they're pretty talented. Those, you know, I don't watch those shows, but I've seen some of the acts, and they're really good.
They're really good. And now, Jordan Childs is on there.
I have
the
a
gymnast.
Question She's for like, you.
Yeah, why are you looking at me?
Because I have a question. Because
I mean,
all right, check this out.
Okay.
We were talking to somebody from Live Casino in Westmoreland County.
Okay.
And they were telling us about promotions that they do at the casino. And one of the nights they do is this like rodeo dance stuff. But it's like,
oh,
they bring in
the boots on the ground.
Well, they bring in guys for the girls
with them
to watch.
At.
Like,
what?
It's like a cowboy Chippendale show.
Oh, what? I'll go.
Giddy
if you,
up.
I'll go.
No, he said.
I'll go.
He said, he goes, Larry, it's the most successful thing. He said the women show up, it sells out, and it's wild.
So are the men dancing cowboy style? Or yeah, is that what's happening?
Them chaps and
them chaps and.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I remember the chaps. I remember Cigna and his chaps. Yeah, baby.
All right, well, that's very popular.
I go way back.
What else is trending?
I go way back. Glamping in state parks. Have you heard of it?
I just heard of this. They show a video where it's like
it's like a little apartment style.
Yeah.
Yeah. In state parks.
Would you do it?
I would love to do it. Anything that's fancy, because they have a Keurig coffee maker, rugs, lamps, diffusers, electrical outlets, ceiling fans. So it's a little apartment style kind of like, it looks like kind of like a loft.
I don't see you as a glamper.
Why not?
You know,
I love to fancy. I like to fancy up things. Like, I mean, I like to decorate. I like nice. I like to sleep in nice places.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I hear you.
But as if I could start glamping off, and then everybody else can come after. But as far as me, you know, out in the woods and don't go there. You talked about that already for like one whole year.
TikTok. Anything else?
We're not going there. We're not going there. And remember I told you about this? We played the audio of LeBron James announcing this whole second big ordeal. A fan who is suing him in L.A., because he was under the impression that LeBron was going to retire. So he went out and purchased tickets for his last game, hoping that he would be a part of the celebration. So he's suing LeBron for like $900 because he purchased a seat to see that game.
It seems like a little frivolous to me.
It's very frivolous, but hey.
He's hurt now.
He's hurt. So, I mean, if you purchased tickets, you may not have been able to see him even if he were.
That's right. So, if you bought tickets for a game and one of your favorite players ended up being hurt.
Yes.
They're not going to give you your money back.
What is wrong with us? We're all losing it. I think I've lost it already.
All right. Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
I got to find out the name of this show.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I promise you I'm going to go. Because you know I can get down.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Larry. See
to ya. Myra Rush, Trending with T. Oh, wow.
Is that how we all feel when we're eating pizza?
There you go. And joining us from Vegas Insider is sports betting expert. And you're saying, what does sports betting have to do with pizza? Kathy Morris, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm just curious why you decided to write about pizza and how Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh so involved. So what was your motivation?
Yeah, of course. So I think everyone knows that pizza and sports kind of just go together, right?
Yes.
In particular, one of the highest days of pizza sales and pizza demand is actually the Super Bowl. So It kind of got us curious about what other patterns we might see. And we delved into the data. We were surprised to find Pennsylvania was the second highest state when it came to pizza interest and pizza demand.
And I'm willing to say, Kathy, that Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania may be per capita the hottest pizza place in the country.
You know, that's interesting to say. I don't usually think of pizza when I think of Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh, but there's a lot of great food there, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you guys also do a pretty good job with pizza.
We do, and we love our pizza. So you broke this down in a number of categories. The 10 days a year that pizza is in demand the most, so you said the Super Bowl. We certainly get that. But there are other big pizza days.
There are. A lot of holidays feature prominently, like New Year's Day, the day after Valentine's Day. I guess if you're going out and being fancy, no one else wants to cook. We also saw, in general, a lot of trends on Saturday. So if any of your listeners are kind of think what they're going to do this weekend, there's a pretty good chance a lot of them will be ordering pizza on Saturday.
Well, that makes sense. And Saturday is the number one day of the week for pizza, followed by Sunday and then Friday. I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah, and if you want to be original, no one basically orders pizza on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's odd, but here we do. Meanwhile, Kathy, so the top five states that order the most pizza, I'm a little surprised Little Delaware is number one, but as you mentioned, Pennsylvania is second, followed by Michigan, South Carolina, and Ohio. Interesting. How did you come up with this?
Yeah, we looked at search trends related to high-action search terms like pizza delivery, pizza near me, to figure out when people were most actively trying to get pizza delivered to their house.
And I'm looking at the states that ordered the least pizza. Montana. That's where our anchor man's from.
You'll have to ask him why he doesn't like pizza. I've been trying to figure it out.
And then both North and South Dakota, the state of Washington, and Wyoming.
That's right. In general, I was surprised to see the Western area kind of have a huge dip as a region. I think some of that can probably be attributed to just the more rural geography. So they have a lot less options, so a lot less Google searches, but also just like further delivery, making it more challenging to actually get pizza delivered to your house for them.
It's so easy now, even more so with Uber Eats and those kind of deliveries, along with the regular old-fashioned pizza delivery.
It is. It's a lot easier. All right. And I know we take advantage of it in my household, too.
So you're a sports betting expert. Can I pick your brain while I got you for a sec?
Yeah. Go ahead. Now, I don't have any of my data or sheets in front of me, but I'll see what I can do.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers host the Cleveland Browns Sunday at 1. The Steelers are 3-1. And atop the AFC North, I'm guessing the Vegas line on the Steelers is we're given points. Just curious what you think of Steelers-Browns, since you're a sports betting expert.
Oh, that's a tricky one, especially because you're in Pittsburgh. I personally think that the Browns are probably going to come out ahead. But
what?
You know, we'll have to see. Sometimes the odds, you know, there's the odds and there's how the game goes.
Do you know what are the odds? Can you look that up real quick?
Off the top of my head, I mean, I think it's like -5, +5. So not crazy.
When you say the Browns will come out on top, do you mean they win outright and cover, or just might lose and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's just for I think what I'm looking at for a straight up win. Now, again, I don't go using me to inform your bets. it's before 8 a.m. here, so I don't know if I'm giving you the best guidance. And I know all your listeners are probably really, really, really hoping that the Steelers come out on top.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find the exact line. Anyway. Well, I appreciate you coming on from Vegas. Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and hope you enjoy some pizza this weekend.
Oh, we will.
Fire is now in effect. Its military is pulling back as agreed in the first phase of a peace deal with Hamas.
President Trump says he plans to leave Sunday for the Middle East, where he says he'll attend the official signing of the Phase 1 agreement in Egypt and deliver an address to Israel's parliament in Jerusalem.
So many people hopeful that this peace plan will proceed and stick.
Construction now underway, and the first stars are being installed at the new Pittsburgh Walk of Fame in the Strip.
Yeah, the Strip District is booming, and this will be an additional attraction, Paul. And I saw some of the video of them installing these down on the sidewalks there. It's pretty cool. It's like a mini Hollywood. And Michael Keaton, who's one of the inaugural stars, is going to be in Pittsburgh a week from Monday to do it.
Awesome. Last night at PPG Paints Arena.
Banks it forward for Malkin. Outlet pass. Springs Brazo. He's got a step. Backhander scores!
And that was the game winner. Brazo scored 2 goals in the season opener over in New York. He's got 3 so far in 2 games, Larry.
And Sid had the game tying goal. And Aaron, our producer, was at the game. She said the atmosphere was electric, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
It's catching up with you now. Because the late night and early wake up. Early, Aaron was all fired up. Now it's like, yeah, that was great.
It's the fatigue,
coffee's kind of not taking the effect it used to, right? Hey, tomorrow Pitt plays Florida State, and they're at Tallahassee. Penn State will host Northwestern. They'll be playing the Mildcats, as we like to refer to them. And then on Sunday, the Steelers and Browns get it on at Acrisure.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And the crowd, I think, is going to embrace the team since in their bye week, all three teams in the division lost. They gained ground.
I would like to see and would enjoy very much watching their rookie quarterback being introduced repeatedly to T.J. Watt and one Nick Herbig.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah, let's hear you say that a few times.
I hope so. He had a heck of a game in Ireland, you know, with the tip and an interception. That was the crucial moment in that second half that changed the tide when...
I mean, at that point, I knew they couldn't lose.
Well, suddenly it seemed like...
I know it looked closer than it was, but that was a turning point.
There was, you know, somehow life for the Vikings, and they snatched victory from the Cleveland Browns with 25 seconds left last weekend. So, poor Cleveland. Really?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.